Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is canoeing. Let's break it down. Canoeing will begin on July 27th, the day after the opening ceremonies, with the slalom events having their medal days on July 28th, 29th, and the 31st, as well as August 1st and 5th. The canoe sprint events will begin on August 6th, with medal days occurring on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. These events will be played at the Vers-sur-Marne Nautical Stadium, a sports complex in northern France built on a lake for the water events of canoeing, kayaking, and rowing. This sport will have 199 competitors across both the slalom and sprint events. So Zach, can you break down how exactly this sport works?
People have been racing in canoes for thousands of years. It's been a primary mode of transportation for centuries in North America, Siberia, and Greenland. However, the first recorded competitive canoe race took place in 1869, and its official Olympic debut was in 1936 at the Berlin Olympics. This was a sprint race, and it wasn't until 1972 until the slalom race was added. The slalom event was meant to copy the alpine skiing slalom event, jockeying through posts and trying to make it down in the fastest time. Now, within these two events of slalom and sprinting, there are two different types. There's canoeing and kayaking. Canoeists kneel on the board and they use a single paddle and row on one side at a time. Kayakers are seated and they use a double-bladed paddle. Getting into the specifics of how these sports work, slalom races take place on an artificial whitewater course. Competitors have to navigate boats through a course of gates, usually about 18 to 25, in the fastest time possible, taking care not to incur penalties for missing or touching gates, which will add time to their run. Slalom has historically had fewer medals. One for canoe men's, one for canoe women's, one for kayak men's, and one for kayak women's. This year will feature the kayak cross, where four kayakers will be going at the same time in a race, as opposed to the time trial format. In contrast, the canoe and kayak sprints take place on flat waters. They feature sprints over various distances, such as 200, 500, and 1,000 meters. That's how the Olympic medals are divided, by those distances. These will have one, two, or four athletes per boat. There are 10 medals in total for the sprint event.
All right. Thanks for the background, Zach. Now, what exactly does the format for these events look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The format for the slalom event will consist of preliminary rounds of heats where competitors will go down twice and they'll take their best times from each run. The ones that make it through will go to the semifinal round. And the semifinal will take place on a different course. The competitors will go down one time and take that best time, and the best will get into the final heat. The fastest time in the final heat will win the gold. This is the format for men's and women's slalom races. The kayak cross is similar, but the difference with the kayak cross is that they all go down at the same time. It's more of a race. The winners move on to the next round, and finally, the gold medal race. The canoe sprints will first consist of preliminary heats, which will determine the ranking and positioning of the boats. Then the quarterfinal races will occur. Once the quarterfinal races happen, the top teams will reach the semifinals. In the semifinal rounds, two different sets of racers go. The top racers from each set will reach the final round. In the final round, the top teams will sprint off for the gold medal.
All right, great. Thanks for the insight into that, Zach. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see going into these Olympics?
In 2016, Germany won the most gold medals, all in sprint. Spain, Hungary both won three. Great Britain won two. In 2020, Hungary tied with New Zealand for the most gold medals with three. Germany and Australia also tied in with two. There hasn't necessarily been a dominant country in canoeing, although Central and Eastern European countries have fared very well. The Oceanic countries of Australia and New Zealand have also done well at the sport. Going to this year's for the men's slalom, Czech and Slovenia are favorites to pick up the gold in one of the three events. On the women's side, Australia and Great Britain are favored to win. For the sprints, it's a little more contentious. Germany and Spain are favored to win gold. Ukraine and Portugal are potential dark horse candidates as well. For the women's, New Zealand is the clear favorite. The U.S. and Cuba are also predicted to win at least one medal for women's.
All right, great. Now, knowing what we know, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it for this year?
So let me start with slalom. Slalom is sick. It's going down whitewater rapids. It's racing through the wickets. It's going up. It's pretty great to watch, especially the canoeing where you have one paddle. I'll definitely tune in for that. I'll watch the time trials. And the kayak cross, I'm really excited about. Having all kayakers go at once is going to be pretty exciting, and it's really going to be great to watch every heat and every race. The sprints, I'm not as interested in, just because there's not a ton of variability. They're just going straight. I mean, no disrespect to them, but from a spectator sport, it's not the most entertaining. The single canoe guys, those guys are pretty sweet, though. I'll probably watch the canoe sprints for singles, because they got to pretty much just sprint down there on their own. So I'll probably tune in for that. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really cool sport to watch. I think I am more on the side. I do like the sprints, the racing, and the vastness, I guess, the intensity of it. And I'll probably, for the sprints, try to catch the medal matches, as those are typically the most intense those will get. Going to slalom, I definitely will watch the slalom events probably a little bit more closely than I might normally, because I'm a huge fan of slalom for skiing. That's an event I almost always watch. I'll see the time trials, everything. And I'm curious to see how that does translate to water, especially with the kayak cross. I can understand doing it with only one person doing those time trials, but to see four, I'm definitely interested in seeing how that all plays out, especially with it being its debut here in the 2024 Olympics. So all around, yeah, I think it's a really cool sport, and I'll likely watch a ton of different canoeing, kayaking. Who are you looking to root for, predict to win home these, to bring home these gold for these events?
I think New Zealand will pick up a couple of golds. Australia will pick up two. I think combined, Germany and Hungary will bring home three. Two for Germany, one for Hungary. I don't know. And probably a gold for Slovakia. What about you?
Yeah, for the women's slalom events, I'm predicting that Great Britain sweeps those few events. And I'm predicting that the Czech Republic will also win two golds for the men's events in slalom. For the sprints, I predict that Germany and Spain will split the medals evenly for the men's events. And for the women's events, I'm predicting that New Zealand wins a majority of the medals, with maybe a US or a Australia coming in and winning a few others. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.